somebody show a membership. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to gift the gift of KBOO.
Yeah, and get some tickets to an upcoming show. Right. Get them a Democracy Now! T-shirt and say, hey, I gave $6.25 a month to KBOO in your name, and I'm getting you a Democracy Now! T-shirt for Valentine's Day. I'm just thinking about Valentine's Day. I was looking at this quote from Bell Hooks. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move against domination, against oppression. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move towards freedom, to act in ways that liberate ourselves and others. That action is the testimony of love as the practice of freedom. And we urge you to love right now, to practice love by loving your community, by supporting KBOO, and being with us on this Valentine's Day. Come on down, 20 Southeast 8th. Join the party. You know, we are here, and this is a community of love. Support us by calling 877-500-5266 or give online kboo.fm. Support your community station, support yourself, and show some love this Valentine's Day.
KBOO loves you. Love it back.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Preference.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Stepping Stone Cafe, located at 2390 Northwest Quimby Street, and serving breakfast like man cakes and American diner food, lunch, dinner, and drinks 7 days a week. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and catering. Breakfast all day, opening at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekends. It's located on 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Dinner was provided by Cannon's Rib Express, a rib and a sandwich counter with a patio seating located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946, with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, and at radiocab.net. Or, if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, the transportation choice of Portlanders since 1946, with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab has a mobile app that allows you to book a cab with your phone, available at the App Store, Google Play, and at radiocab.net. Or if you prefer, you can talk to a real person at 503-227-1212. It's also brought to you by Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. Smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com. And now, Preference.
Hey there, I'm Alan, your host. Welcome to Preference, an experiment in queer radio. Thanks for being here tonight. We're going to have some great conversation. We're also going to check in with folks who are here and ready to take your pledge. We would love to have you as a member. For me, I have an automatic withdrawal from my account every month, so I don't need to think about it. KBOO and the banks just take care of it. And some funds come to the station, your community radio station, to help keep it on the air. Preference is once a month. We are one of the shows that you could call KBOO here on KBOO. Each week of the month, we have a different, Tuesdays at 6, we have a different show. There's a cutie puck show. There's a trans positive on the first week of the month with Emma Lugo. So check all of our shows out. We would love to have you as a member and as a listener indefinitely. So, preference, we've been doing this about a year and a half. I want to thank all of our listeners and all of the amazing folks. We've got Jenna in the booth right now keeping us together. So it takes a lot of folks to keep a radio station running, and a lot of supporters, and that's where you come in. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Catalina Salas, and I'm here with SWC.
Wonderful. What's SWC?
It is the Sex Workers Outreach Coalition mm-hmm. of Oregon. And we're here to talk about the event that's happening on March 3rd at Crush Bar PDX. It's a benefit for Stroll PDX. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to touch on the general idea of sex work and how we as a community can work to empower all forms of sex work.
Wonderful. So let's start with the two acronyms, the two groups, SWOC.
Yeah, of course. SWOC is Sex Workers Outreach Coalition.
Mm-hmm. And Stroll?
Stroll PDX is an organization started by Matilda Red Vickers, and she is an incredible sex worker activist here in Oregon. You might also know it by Working at Portland, which is a zine. Stroll PDX offers all sorts of outreach to houseless individuals, as well as working with Cascade Age Project. They've done some work with the Women's March, sending out different types of preventative measures and hygiene kits.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, what do we have? We have before March 3rd, before this event on March 3rd, we've got a city club forum on trafficking
on
the 28th in the evening.
Yeah, we do. I was lucky enough to get to sit in on the last forum that happened, I would like to say like 2 weeks back. And I would love to hear more questions about that. I'm not sure which direction exactly to go in, but I definitely have some words to say.
Well, I remember from a previous conversation with Red about sort of the direction that law enforcement has about expanding definitions of trafficking in ways that can ensnare a lot of people under this idea, under the guise of sex work. And trafficking seems to be an easy concept to broaden police powers and so I'm wondering, you know, what sort of how does that inform what a forum like this might be? So it can be hard to figure out, you know, where the city club's focuses and what they're going for. So. Yeah, how you set up a forum tells a fair amount about the kind of story you want to tell.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I would definitely begin by saying that as far as anti-trafficking forums here in the city of Portland, Oregon go, I can only speak to my own experience when I say that when I have attended them, their hearts are in the right place. And it's important to go ahead and I think acknowledge that first. Saying that that their hearts are in the right place, that they do want to build, you know, a better community and a safer community. However, I have seen that the form of sex work, when it comes to trafficking, kind of caters to a form of victimology that is not always accurate in the climate, and because of that can cause a lot of detriment and a lot of upheaval in the sex work community. It was difficult to have conversations surrounding sex work that is consensual, though not necessarily legal. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, individuals who are doing what could be considered like sex work that is consensual but definitely outside the law is difficult because police do target these individuals and use the idea of trafficking to then go ahead and so-called get to the traffickers, which are oftentimes the pimps, when reality, I know we wanted to touch on this anyway, but conflict is not always abuse. And it's important, it's very true, you know, if we start talking about that, abuse has to do with power structures. Mm-hmm. And when you see anti-trafficking individuals trying to fight trafficking in the city of Portland, Oregon specifically, unfortunately, we see individuals who also fail to acknowledge the power dynamics that exist within that sex worker community. And I would say the problem with that is that they're not talking to sex workers about it. And that's a form of erasure, just plain and simple.
Okay, we're going to come back to that point. We're going to go to our folks who are here to tell you about all of the benefits of becoming a member of KABU.
Sweet. Thank you, Alan. You're listening to KBOO Portland. We are in the middle, actually the tail end now, of our winter membership pledge drive. And you're listening to Preference here on our weekly Queer Boo Hour. We can't really stress enough how important it is that everyone consider donating right now. There's two people that are listening right now, right? There are the people who are already members, and there are the people that have yet to be members, and maybe they're new to town. Maybe they have been listening to KABU for a while and have been kind of vacillating, going back and forth on whether they want to pledge support right now. But I just kind of want to make the case that I don't think there's a single other platform on the airwaves or anywhere else, really, where you're going to hear programming that's talking about real issues facing sex workers, real issues facing the queer and trans community. These are things that just aren't discussed and are actually actively suppressed. So, I mean, if these are conversations that you value, I implore you to pick up the phone right now and give us a call. We have a bunch of people in the room right now that are volunteering their time and are willing and ready to take your call. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266. Or if you're on the web, kboo.fm, and click on that pledge button, that donate button. I have here with me Sean. How's it going, Sean?
Hey, this is great. How are you doing, Kana?
I'm good. What's going on with you? How has the pledge drive been for you so far?
Oh, so far, so good. I'm thinking a lot of people out there are probably new to Portland. I know the first time I've tuned into KABU, I was tuned in for the membership drive, and oftentimes when people are out there listening, they're like, what is going on? I'm tuned into the radio, and they're asking for money, and I don't get it. And it's like, okay, so we are one of the oldest member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered radio stations in the country. We're going for almost 50 years. Next year, we'll hit our 50th anniversary, and that's one of the longest-running non-commercial stations, as I've said. And if you want to support that, you really should consider becoming a member right now. You can call the number Kana mentioned earlier, 877-500-5266, or you can go onto the website at kboo.fm/give.
Yeah, we have some new people who are joining our community. Sarah from Southwest Portland, thank you so much for joining in and being a part of this community. I'm going to ring a little bell for you, Sarah.
Awesome.
And Stan and Gail in Northeast Portland, thank you as well for joining us through the web. And Seth from Silverton, thank you so much for chiming in and becoming a supporter of community radio. We're going to kick it back to Preference now, and we'll be back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We have Red here with us as well.
Hi. Can you hear me?
No? Oh.
There we go.
Hi. That was so loud.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm glad to be with you. Sorry for the delay.
That's okay. introduce yourself for us.
I'm Red. I've been on here a couple times. I do an outreach program for street-based sex workers and houseless people here in Portland. I guess it's all encompassing now. If you're houseless, I want to help you. So, yeah. And I'm also an escort here, and I do the local national zine Working It. And I work with Kat, who has already spoken.
Wonderful. So, we were talking about the City Club form first.
Oh, yeah. No. well, they had one a couple weeks ago that Kat went to.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having another one in 12 days, I think. It may have been rescheduled.
The 28th, I believe. Yeah.
So, it's you know, it's started bad and it's just getting worse the more they have them. So they've gone from talking about trafficking as something that's separate from sex work and prostitution to trafficking being another word for sex work and prostitution. And they're just deliberately targeting, you know, sex workers, especially street-based sex workers who are usually really poor, often people of color. And, you know, they're struggling enough. They don't need to be targeted.
Now, the trafficking is really supposed to be about...
Coercion.
Kidnapping, basically.
Well, it depends on whether you mean like legally or who gets targeted in practice. So technically the legal definition of sex trafficking, for example, is it has to involve elements of coercion and exploitation and force. And unless it involves someone under 18, and then I think any commercial sex with someone under 18 is trafficking. But then legally, especially in Oregon, if you're trading something for money, you are trafficking yourself. Or if you're trading sexual services, so.
For anything.
Anything, yeah. They broadened it last year, ostensibly to help trafficking survivors, to include trading sex for shelter and food. So I was, you know, I joke with my friend who I also worked with at the crisis line that would be a lot of our clients. You know, it's a lot of people. So, yeah.
And when you say it's meant to help, in what way?
The law?
Yeah.
well, you would have to ask the people who passed it that. I testified against it because I think it's obviously an economic issue, and that unless you're giving people money and shelter and food, then they're going to have to keep doing this. But I guess that they think that nobody would ever do this willingly, and so people don't need food or shelter. They just need to be arrested. I don't know. I don't know how it helps. Sorry.
I would agree. I think that when we talk about trafficking, too oftentimes we have this idea of a very, very scary man snatching someone's, you know, beautiful, wholesome, stereotypically cis, straight, white daughter off the street, and that is so scary. However, it's not accurate when we actually look at the statistics, and that is the problem. Because trafficking, more often than not, when it's happening in the city of Portland, Oregon, is LGBTQ youth who are doing survival work. And I bet Red can speak a little bit more to what survival work is and give a good definition.
So survival work is, you know, it's gotten broadened recently, but it's... When I use it, I mostly mean people who are doing it to survive. Like, their immediate needs are shelter. They need shelter. They need food. They are just concerned about the day-to-day business of survival. And sometimes it gets used more in a more broad fashion, like people whose apartments, their rent, and their food depends on sex work. But that's a little iffy. I feel like that would turn me into a survival sex worker, and I'm not. Like, I have a college education, and there are other options. They're just not very good ones for me, so... Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate because I think that while a lot of the legislature does have positive intentions, it is incredibly misguided because we don't see these trafficking forums having open discourse about the subject of how do we better support LGBTQ youth? How do we better support individuals who are specifically seeking that type of stuff? And that's something that I would definitely want to touch back on, to talk about if these trafficking forums mm-hmm. are failing, how can we then divert this discussion and make it more productive?
Yeah, how can we make them listen?
Yeah, listen to me. It's important.
And I do think the legislature obviously has a much easier time talking with sheriffs mm-hmm. than anybody else.
True. Yeah.
They're
very convenient.
Gotta love those sheriffs.
All right, we're going to take a break with Red and Catalina, and check in with folks who are here ready to take your telephone calls so that you can also become a member of KBOO.
Hey there, this is Sean, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, and we're trying to get you to become members. You really should consider becoming a member. You can call the number 877-500-5266, or you can go to the website kboo.fm/give, and then you can make a donation. Your donation can break down into a yearly, say you want to donate $60, you can break that down into $5 a month, and by donating, you know, on the monthly donation, it breaks that large number down much easier, and you can think about it as like, hey, I'm going for my weekly coffee. I'm spending maybe, I don't know, $1. You buy $1 coffee, and you know, every week you're contributing a small amount towards a larger picture. And you know, you get this kind of programming only from the non-commercial realms. This program is every Tuesday, not this particular program, but this slot for the Out Loud Queer Boo Tuesday from 6 to 7. And it's a different, I don't know what I would say, the slot. It's a different type of program. It's the same program. It's a different program in the same.
I'd say it's KBOO's like version of equity for the queer community and trans community. We could and will probably, hopefully in the future, be offering more time slots to these underrepresented and marginalized communities. But yeah, we at the very least hold that space this Tuesday from 6 to 7, like you said, Sean. For this community to have voice and to be talking about things like sex trafficking in Oregon. We're the second worst, and by that ranked the second highest in the nation in sex trafficking. And you can find more resources about sex trafficking and sex work at the Q Center's website, which is pdxqcenter.org. But for now, we also want to direct your attention here because we're also a resource for communities that are marginalized, such as the LGBTQIA+ community. And we are here to make sure that that continues to have a place in Portland on the airwaves, because you can be sure that there are very few, if any, other stations that are going to offer programming like this. So if this is something that you value, if this is something that you want to ensure continues to have space in our community and grows, more importantly, please give us a call. Sean, what's our number?
The number, I believe the number is 877-500-5266. And again, 877-500-5266. Or if you're shy, you can visit the website at kboo.fm/give. You can come down in person and pledge. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue near the Doug Fir Lounge next to the Jupiter Hotel. And keeping in mind with the program, this is an LGBTQ program. There's a lot of different programs by very many underrepresented communities in Portland, and not just on the airwaves, but as a community resource center in general. It's a safe space. You can come down, you can volunteer. We're mostly volunteers. There's about 500 or so volunteers that are here at, you know, throughout our community, and we'd love to have you come down and join us, and we would love to have you become a member at 877-500-5266.
And if you happen to be someone who's listening right now and happens to be fortunate enough to be earning a wage that is at least $8.25. Why that number? Why $8.25? Because that comes out to a pledge level of $100 a year, which is hopefully for most of our listeners a drop in the pan, but I know that for many of our listeners it's not the case. But if you happen to be someone who has the privilege of having a reliable income, reliable enough, say, to where you can, you know, toss a few coins our way, then you can actually, if you call in right now, you can actually get a gift that Alan, host of Preference, has offered up It's a zine that I believe is brought to us by a collective on the West Coast, and it's called Working It, and it's a zine regarding sex work on the West Coast. And for a pledge of $100 over the course of a year, which comes out to just $8.25, which is perhaps, hopefully, equal to or less than your hourly wage, that can be yours, and you can take that home. That's a retail value of $25. But we want to make sure that you stay connected with resources such as KBOO, such as this zine called Working It. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266. We are here. We are your community radio, and we want to make sure that marginalized voices, voices that are suppressed, voices that are marginalized and minimized and erased, continue to have space in our community. Once again, that's 877-500-5266. Thank you so much.
I'm excited. Oh, here I am. I'm on the air, and I'm excited. We were just talking about getting together again next month for a show about entirely different stuff.
Yeah.
We're especially thinking of focusing on Sarah Schulman's recent book, Conflict Is Not Abuse, and reactions to it. And,
yeah.
And potentially, you know, what Schulman was looking for when she was writing that. So we're back with Catalina and Red, and let's talk about this zine, Working It, the one that you folks can get as a gift from the station for becoming a member of KBOO.
You should. It's great. I put it out. I highly recommend it. It's a zine / chapbook. It's really more chapbook length that I do quarterly, and sex workers from around the world, but often here in Portland, contribute. So Kat has contributed several times, and it's only been out for 2 years, so that's like 8 issues, I think. But we cover stuff from like legal issues, you know, there was the stripper bill in 2014 that we passed in Oregon, and health issues and how to stay safe. And we have a bad dates list at the end. It's just, if you want to get a feel for the actual reality of people who are doing sex work and what their lives are like, it can be helpful. And for us, it is, I just want to make something that is like being in your community, you know, something you can hold in your hands and listen to other people's voices and feel less alone, which it can get really overwhelming, especially if you're reading all the news about trafficking and hearing about how we're not really people and we're, can I swear on the air? Okay. Well, some people have very derogatory things to say about us. So I just, I like to have that, you know, quarterly, we can get in touch with each other and it's great.
Tell us about the stripper bill, 2014.
Oh, yeah. Were you here for that in Portland, Kat?
Oh, no, I wasn't. No.
It was kind of a disaster. There was 2 different bills, HB 3059 and 3060. And what they were supposed to do, you know, the National Association of Social Workers was like, let's do something nice for strippers in Oregon. And they were going to protect us. But their lobbyists were kind of like, that sounds hard. And then one of them was like, you have to talk to strippers before you try to pass this bill. And they were like, that sounds hard, too. But we all got together. We had several meetings. They were confused, and ultimately was kind of like, here's a poster of your rights in the dressing room. And theoretically, people, club owners, would be punished if they don't have the poster up in the dressing room, but I've heard only one club has it up in the dressing room 2 years later, so.
Yeah, I've definitely never seen it.
Yeah.
And I've been a stripper here in the city for a minute.
There was no enforcement, no, you know, it just didn't work out. So I think it also created my job. I can't believe I forgot about this, but it created a position at Boley that I worked at for 3 months last year where, you know, if you had questions, if you were a stripper and you had questions about your rights, you could call it up, but nobody ever did, I think because the poster wasn't posted anywhere. And as far as I know, my position has been unfilled for the last year, so yeah.
That sounds like it was a quiet job.
Well, I was also doubling as the receptionist for wage and hour, so I had a lot of very sad people who hadn't been paid in months calling me. It was very depressing. I'm glad I quit.
So, what's coming up on March 3rd?
It is it's like there's an official name to it that nobody's ever heard of, but theoretically it's like International Sex Workers' Rights Day. But really it's just if you want to be an active SWAP chapter of the Sex Workers Outreach Project, you have to have an event on March 3rd, as well as for Pride, December 17th, and Trans Day of Remembrance. So we have to have an event to maintain our viability.
And we get to have an event.
We get to. Important.
We do get to have an event. And it's been a really great experience. This specific event, the title that we're kind of going by, or the awesome. Magazine title, is Red Light Revolution.
Kat came up with it.
Oh, thank you. and it's been a really intense and like a really great experience, because something you don't see too often in Portland is sex worker advocacy that's done by sex workers for sex workers. Unfortunately, this is something that does not fit that mold. And I've been really lucky to get to work with Red over here, and also with Call to Safety, SWOC, in collaboration with Stroll PDX, as well as multiple local vendors, and Crush Bar, which is one of my favorite gay bars in the universe, to have an event that's not only supporting sex work and empowering sex workers from within our community, but also opening up a dialogue that focuses on a different vision of what a sex worker looks like. Because oftentimes, you know, we see this the person that we see represented as like the palpable stripper is someone that looks a certain way, and usually this person is
white.
is cisgendered, fits pretty normative beauty standards. And I appreciate so much the work that's been done by these people in order to open the door to have these other discussions. But I do believe that it's time to go ahead and talk more about an intersectional view of sex work. And so we are so lucky to have so many people from our community collaborating with us, including Scarlett, who is an amazing queer African-American woman who's going to be doing a burlesque show. We have some out-of-state sex workers coming in to DJ.
So exciting.
Yeah, a friend of mine from LA who's going to be DJing, who are both also fellow women of color. And as a Latinx person, I'm very excited to see that. We also have representation from the trans community there, who's been amazing, helping us make sure that the event really is what we say it is and holding us accountable.
Yeah.
And so being able to bring all of these identities together to make something that is positive has been, if nothing else, a huge privilege. And I think that we are setting a precedent right now.
We really are.
Yeah, for what we expect of our community events, because we're failing as a community if we continue to be white, if we continue to be Eurocentric, if we continue to be cis and heteronormative as and straight as like what we expect from when we're talking about empowerment and community, because the trickle-down theory of empowerment doesn't work. If we want to uplift everyone, we have to start somewhere. And this event is hoping to kind of do that.
Yeah. You know? And especially I'm thinking like the trafficking forums and how they're like, they only talk to people who are anti-sex work, or they've got a survivor of sex work at the next trafficking forum, and how enraged I am that they won't actually talk to actual sex workers. So it's important to me to not only include like myself as a sex worker, but also everyone who hasn't been historically included, which is people of color, women of color, and especially trans women of color. They're the most vulnerable members of our sex working community. And I guess of, you know, our human community. And I want to put their voices at the forefront. So yeah, doing that with this event was so important to me.
What's the where and when on this International Sex Workers Rights Day event?
It is Crush Bar.
Yeah, and it's
March 2nd.
Yeah, so the National Day of Sex Workers Rights is on March 3rd, and we are hosting our event at Crush Bar one day early. We're beating everyone there. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, we are hosting it one day early on March 2nd. It begins at 9 p.m. and goes until midnight. Mm-hmm. And all of the proceeds, it's 100% free. It's 21 up, but it's 100% free. And all of the proceeds from this glorious silent auction we have going on are going to go to benefit Stroll PDX, that does houseless outreach, mm-hmm. as well as a lot of work, as we had talked about earlier, with HIV and AIDS prevention care. And for those of you listening, it's been awesome. Crush is a really inclusive space.
It has plenty of staff from diverse backgrounds. It doesn't have any of that, like, stupid gendered bathroom nonsense. And so I really hope this event is something where everyone can feel safe, and we are working and determined to make sure that that is what happens.
Yeah.
All right, that's March 2nd, Crush Bar.
March 2nd, Crush Bar.
All right.
And that leaves you enough time to go to Seattle for their week-long event, March 3rd to whatever, 8th, I think, is their event. Anyway.
So. What sorts of things are happening in that week?
In Seattle? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I don't understand how they do it, but they have this whole really active community. So they've got, like, movies, parties, speakers. They paid me to go up and speak last year. I was like, how do you have all this money and all this funding to do all this stuff? But they do. So they're, you know, there's people that I would like to someday be able to emulate with all their budget
definitely
stuff.
So, what is that I've seen so many times, like... if you really love nasty women, you support sex work.
I haven't seen that, but yeah, give us
that.
Your money.
I'm like, I know, give us your money. We really deserve it.
We do.
We really do.
More than a lot of people do.
Well, not everyone, but some people.
Trump. More than he does.
Do you think that Trump is a more of a problem in terms of sort of severely expanding? At trafficking, definitions of trafficking and activity, sort of anti-trafficking activity? Or do you think whatever happens next is probably a continuation of sort of the trends that have been happening?
I think that by himself, Trump would be really good for, like, white people sex workers. But I think, unfortunately, he's going to kind of not take any positions on trafficking because... I don't know what's going on in his brain, but I think that it's going to be, any legislation is going to be driven by Pence, and Pence is very anti-sex work, anti-everything. So I think that we're going to see things get a lot worse, probably.
Do you think that the trend line in the past whatever number of years has been towards increasing support at the federal level?
No, or? Definitely yeah. not. I like to go on about the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act a lot, but I think it really proves the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act for like 8 years funded shelters and day centers for runaway youth. And then in, I forget what year it was, I think it was like 2014 or 15, it didn't pass for the first time because they decided to include LGBT as an acronym in the people who are going to get served and the children who are going to get served. And everyone was like, no, we don't care about LGBT youth, so forget all of them. And it didn't pass for the first time in 8 years because of that. And so I think, you know, where was I going with this? I get so head up. It's just not going anyplace good. Like, the trend has been to further criminalize people. And if they actually wanted to help, it wouldn't. That was my point. The Runaway and Homeless Youth Act would still be passed. We would have funding for, we would have adequate funding for shelters and day centers for everybody, not just houseless youth. And, you know, everyone would have a home. Capitalism wouldn't exist. So, yeah, I think that the trend is to be more anti-sex work, more anti-LGBT, definitely more anti-trans, and anti-poor people. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting time to be alive.
What do you think would make sex work safer for practitioners here in town?
This is a good question. It's one of the questions that does come up a lot. I think when we're talking about here in like the immediate like Multnomah County, and I can only speak to my own experience as a sex worker of 5 years. If there's one thing we could do, obviously the big picture would be to decriminalize all forms of sex work. It has been proven time and time again that decriminalizing sex mm-hmm. work lowers the rates of trafficking, almost eliminates the rate of young individuals who are... under the age of 18 that are selling sex, because all of a sudden the crime becomes... because it's not a crime, individuals like aren't as scared to come forward. They're not as scared to report.
There's
not rape shield laws. We could talk about that. Yeah. That's like a more immediate. So I guess I could say yes, decriminalizing sex work, obviously that's going to be the way to solve the problem. But that's not always something that, especially like that we've really ever seen in the U.S. So I feel like maybe when we come back, we could talk more about specific things we could do within the next 1 to 2 years, or that you could address in your own community, or you could call your own senator about, that would help create a safer environment for all sex workers here in Multnomah County.
All right. Thank you, Catalina, for that. We are going to come back and pick that thread up. In the meantime, I hope you're going to stick with us and join KBOO and make a pledge.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Pledge Central. You're listening to Sean on KBOO. And I want to say very special thanks to Ramona. She renewed her membership from Sacramento, California. Can you believe that? She all the way from Sacramento. Here's a bell for you. Thank you, Ramona. I also want to mention that we have a sex work zine for a pledge of $100, and that $100 can be broken down into a monthly donation of $8.25. That's 12 installments of $8.25 for your $100 yearly donation. And you can get involved with that by calling 877-500-5266. Or you can go on to the website at kboo.fm. And there's a big red button up in the upper left. I'm sorry, the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. It says donate. So that's what you want to do. You want to donate some money. You want to donate $100 for the sex work zine that we are giving away this for this program. And I also want to mention that this is one of the few places in the metro area you are going to hear programming like this, public affairs that are reaching out to many of the marginalized communities and communities that don't usually have a representation on the airwaves, especially the commercial airwaves. You're finding us down at the left end of the FM dial, the frequency modulation dial. Again, the number to call to support this amazing station of almost 50 years is 877-500-5266. Or you can go onto that website, as I mentioned, to kboo.fm, and up on the upper right-hand side of this page is donate, red donate button. And there was a couple reasons for you to do that. You also know that being that we are non-commercial, we have about 500 volunteers that come and volunteer for any given task. I myself am a volunteer. I do various things here. I board up Hard Knock Radio, which comes on at 7 p.m. usually through the week, Monday through Friday. You know, there's opportunities to become journalists. There's opportunities to learn how to do a radio music show. There's all kinds of opportunity here, and there's all kinds of voices being heard, just like tonight on the LGBTQ Out Loud program preference. Again, that phone number you should call is 877-500-5266, or again, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the big red button on the upper right hand corner. Donate.
Yay!
Yay! Hi. Welcome back to Preference. Thanks so much for the folks keeping the station running, and for all of you for calling in and becoming a member, or continuing your membership, or upping your membership. We are grateful. We're back with Catalina and Red. We've been talking about what safety for folks engaged in sex work looks like, or could look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something I wanted to say, or that I thought of before the break, was that in New Zealand, which is the only place, I think, that has full decrim, and one of the Australian states does too, but I can't remember which one, they actually are able to prosecute people who assault sex workers. Like, they have successfully prosecuted rapists for raping sex workers, which is, I mean, here in the States, we have people joking that raping a sex worker isn't rape, it's theft. So it's pretty awesome that that happens. But yeah, I mean, safety, something that a lot of people don't think of when because they think of sex work as trafficking is like sex work is an economic issue. And, you know, when you define it the way it's defined in Portland as any exchange of sexual activity for money, we've got landlords becoming traffickers. And so sex workers are vulnerable to losing their homes, or, you know, a friend of mine got kicked out of grad school. So safety is all kinds of things. It isn't just physical safety, although that's obviously the most pressing issue. And again, decriminalization would help with that, because then we could prosecute people. We wouldn't have to be afraid of being arrested ourselves, which is what happens now. Pretty cool.
What about Rape Shield laws?
Yeah, so anyone who's not familiar, a rape shield law basically makes it so that if an individual is taking their rapist to criminal court, their past sexual history cannot be held against them. However, that does not apply if you have ever been arrested or if there is proof that you have done forms of sex work, which means that if an individual is sexually assaulted while they are at work and they happen to be an escort, when they take that rapist, that criminal, to court, the fact that they are a prostitute can be brought up in court, and oftentimes that does sway the jury because the politics around it are still
so loaded,
and the language around it isn't there, and the justice around it is non-existent. And that's a frustrating thing, and it is one of the reasons why sex workers, out of all individuals, sex crimes committed against sex workers have some of the lowest reporting rates.
Yeah.
And within that, some of the lowest conviction rates of sex crimes against
people
in the U.S. And that's something we should be worried about. I mean, Portland prides itself on being a city that loves sex positivity. And if you're not creating an environment where individuals who are assaulted can safely make claims and seek justice, there's something we're not doing right. And that seems obvious to me.
Actually, do you guys remember the case? There's a local rapist who goes to a lot of strip clubs, especially Frank's Clubs, Devil's Point, and Lucky Devil, Timothy Underwood. I can't remember his last name, but he raped his niece and he went on trial, and they said that because they'd been drinking at Lucky Devil, he wasn't guilty. That was the jury's conclusion. There was a big article about it in Portland Monthly.
What year was this?
2014? No, yeah. Maybe earlier than that.
Yeah.
But I have it saved just because he still goes to clubs. Like, my friends report seeing him. I have him in the ugly mug section of Working It just so anybody who sees him knows not to go home with him.
It is unfortunate that oftentimes in a community where violence is so prevalent that we are forced to really police ourselves. And while I feel a lot of strength in a community that takes initiative to keep itself safe, it's unfortunate when we aren't able to seek outside help if we need it. And unfortunately, the city of Portland and the police department of Portland, which I really can't touch on right now because let's just be real, we don't have time for that, but you know, has not shown that it shows up for its sex workers, even its legal sex workers. You know, there is the idea that if someone is engaging in something that is a crime, things might look differently. Whether or not I agree with that set aside, we should then see a lot of positive efforts towards forms of legal sex work, which we still don't see in the city of Portland.
Stigma's real.
Yeah, something I always, like, I've given a few lectures here in Portland as well as abroad, and that made it sound like the world. It's not the world. It's just, like, other states. Let's just be honest here. But about the way that we view sex work and that we view crime around strip clubs. And it's really interesting because I like to point out the fact that almost everyone in Portland knows that there was a shooting that happened at Salt and Straw.
Oh, yeah.
But you probably might not know that within the last year there have been nearly 15 shootings outside of strip clubs. Because we don't place the same value on the lives of sex workers as we do on the lives of civilians. And if you can't obviously see a problem in that way of thinking, then you probably voted for Trump, so I'm not really trying to talk to you anyway. No, just kidding.
Broad generalizations.
Yep. just a lot of, no. But yeah, in reality, like, that is the topic that we need to discuss. Why don't sex workers have civilian rights?
Why don't people treat us as people, you know? But it comes back to misogyny and how we don't treat any women as, or children, or, you know, people who've been sexually assaulted, we don't think of them as having rights either. So it just is way more extreme when it comes to us. So and
I would also like, you know, we have a little bit of time left. Maybe we could just take a moment of silence for the individuals who have lost their lives, or their lives have been changed for the worse because of crimes being committed in the sex worker community here and all over the world.
Last year, it was over 130 people in the U.S. alone. So, moment of silence.
All right, thanks for that. We'll be back very shortly with Red and Catalina. In the meantime, we're going to chat with folks about what you can do to become a member of KBOO, why it's important. Thanks, everybody.
It is important to support KBOO because we have almost 50 years, and next year will be our 50th anniversary. And you want to see that happen, and we all want to see that happen. And you can see that happen by picking up that phone and calling 877-500-5266, or again, go on that website if you're shy and you don't want to call, kboo.fm/give. Or if you're a super duper extroverted, you can come down to the station and make a pledge at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue next to the Doug Fir Lounge and the Jupiter Hotel. And you've been listening to the Sex Worker Show, and they have a zine as a thank you gift for becoming a member. The zine is called Working It, and we say $8.25 a month for 12 months is a $100 donation for the year, and that's what you want to do. You want you want to donate $100. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Also, Rachel, I want to give a big, very special thanks out to Rachel in Northeast Portland. She says this show is so important. It's sad how police treat sex workers differently than medical professionals do. So thank you, Rachel, for your new donation to KBOO. And again, we had Ramona. Ramona renewed her donation from Sacramento earlier. This show comes on every Tuesday. I think this is the second week. But every Tuesday from 6 to 7, there's a different show related to the LGBTQ community. And there's other very many public affairs programs that are often unheard on commercial radio, like I had mentioned earlier. You want to call that number, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. And then up next, in the next 10 minutes, we have a very awesome program called Hard Knock Radio, which is, comes out of the Bay Area. And that's on every Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. And then we have lots of music programming. But the focus right now is on the sex workers. And where else are you going to hear sex workers express their community through the airwaves other than that KBOO radio station down in Southeast Portland? And like I said, we have 50-year anniversary coming up next year. There's very, very, very many ways to celebrate that. We have a museum exhibit. We're going to have all kinds of parties throughout the summer. We're going to have, you know, big, very special events celebrating non-commercial media. We're doing everything that we can to get everybody aware of what we represent in the community. And we represent diversity on the airwaves. And KBOO as a community center is also welcomes all people from all walks of life. And we want to keep that going as a resourceful community center that is the airwaves. And the airwaves belong to everybody. And that's power to the people. And that's your First Amendment rights. And that's even beyond your First Amendment rights. It's your human right. It's your human right to listen in right now. It's your human right to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. It is also your human right to get on your smartphone and go to the kboo.fm. It's your human right to get on the smartphone and download the Google. You download the KBOO app from the Google Play Store on your smartphone. Or you can pick up your smartphone and call 877-500-5266. And you can listen to even more. You can go into the archives of these different shows. You can listen to very many different music shows. I believe we have an electronic music show coming up at 8 o'clock, The Melting Pot. And that's with Takimba. And Takimba hosts a lot of the silent discos around town in the summer in the parks. You have the wireless headset. And again, you want to get more involved with that. That number to call is 877-500-5266. And again, the website, kboo.fm/give, upper right-hand corner. Donate button, donate, in the red. So, and I also want to say again, we have this Working It is the name of the zine. And the minimum pledge is $100 for the year. And you know, like I had mentioned before, break that down into about 12 monthly segments of $8.25. What else can I tell you guys? What else do you want to know about KBOO? It's fantastic. It's awesome. It's diverse. We have one of the oldest non-commercial radio stations in the country, and it's been volunteer powered. We have about 500 volunteers down here. People are answering phones. People work the receptionist. There's people in the air room. All the people in the air room are volunteers. We have a awesome news team that they're all people from the community coming out to express their interest in being grassroots journalism. And, you know, that's the news coming from the people, for the people, by the people, on the airwaves of the people. KBOO.FM. Again, call 877-500-5266.
And folks are ready to take your call. You could become a member. You could up your pledge to KBOO. We want to talk to you about that. And folks who make pledges of $100 or more get a copy of Working It.
Hey, that's my zine. Sorry. It's good.
Do you want to refresh us on what Working It is, Red?
It's a quarterly zine by sex workers from around the world with a Portland focus, but it is sex workers all over the world send submissions and just talk about our lives. It's pretty fun.
All right.
It's priceless. Sorry.
Red and Catalina, the thing I wanted to ask about is, and it might be, given that it's so late now, or I think it might just be my last question today, what can folks do to affect the climate in a positive way for folks engaged in sex work here in our area, Multnomah County and the city of Portland, given, you know, the sorts of policing and political environment that we've got?
I think anti-poverty work is the most important because it's an economic issue, and anything you do that supports poor people, and especially people of color, is going to positively affect sex workers. So like donating to shelters, like if sex work isn't your thing and you don't want to donate to sex workers, still donating to DV shelters, day centers, youth shelters, all those will help sex workers. But Kat has some more fun ideas.
I would say the three major things you could do this week to help better the lives of sex workers in your community would be, number one, research Cascade AIDS Project. Whether or not you agree with what we do, I'm letting you know that we still deserve to be safe and healthy. And so go ahead and do that if you have the ability to. If you don't have the financial ability to do that, that's absolutely valid. Something else you could do is go ahead and Google the strip clubs in your area. A lot of individuals here love to go out. They love to go to the strip clubs, and I think that can be a really fun night. But don't forget that the people that own the strip clubs come from a very diverse background, and whether or not you feel that you're having a sex-positive night going to a strip club, patroning a business that's run by POC that has female booking agents. There are people who run strip clubs in this town that have been accused of sexual assault that have heavy ties to the Nazi community.
Really?
And,
there's a Nazi club owner.
And I'm not going to say it on the air, but if you go ahead and Google it, you can find out who, and I think that's something that I don't believe you want to support. And then the third thing would be is to just listen. Listen to the sex workers in your life. Listen to people in your life. Listen to POC and queer folks, trans folks in your life, because coming from a queer Latinx person, like, I can speak to my own experience. And while you're not entitled to it, there are times where I have the emotional energy to share it with you. And always, always, always,
tip at least $2 on the stage when you're at a strip always. Club because these ladies are working for tips and tips alone. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. And
it's a very real way, though, to help people.
Come out to our March 2nd event at Crush Bar PDX. It's free. Buy a drink, support a locally owned queer business, bid on some of our great local silent auctions.
Tip the performers.
Tip the performers. It's a way not only give back to sex workers, but also to like really have a good night that empowers the community that I really believe deserves it, and that's what it's all about. You know, these things don't always have to be depressing, but unless activism becomes habitual, we're gonna have a lot of work to do. Yeah.
Also, you can get Working It at the March 2nd event, and you can talk to real life sex workers in person and demystify us, and it'll be fun. It'll be so fun. I can't wait.
It's gonna be really good.
Yeah. You said it starts at 9 o'clock, Crush Bar, March 2nd.
9 o'clock, Crush Bar, March 2nd.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Red and Kate and Lena. This has been Preference and Experiment Queer Radio. I'm Alan. Thanks, listeners.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock, and coming up next is Hard Knock Radio.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting